20% of marriages end up in divorce because of money. What are some advice you would give to couples who are struggling with money issues in their marriage? How would you ask them or suggest for them to start having a conversation? What would be step one, step two, if you guys can provide any.
Yeah, I would just say start to dream together. There's a really good show right now. I forgot the name of it. What is it called? Roommate
Yeah, so
Steady.
it's called How to Get Rich from
Yeah.
my Meet Steady.
Yeah. And it sparked a lot of conversation between us, but go watch that show and then just start talking about like, what does your rich life look like, or dream about what your life can look like. And I think for me, I was motivated by that because I was like, okay, we're not just here and now with, six figures of debt and like so overwhelmed with, but it was like, what could our life look like in the future? And, what does that kind of lifestyle feel like, look like, smell like? And so we started having conversation about it, and then that made me more open to sitting down and like doing a budget and, trying to like work that out and be in agreement. And I mean, now it's a piece of cake. Like, we don't have any issues talking about money. But I think that's what I would say is like a real practical way. It's just like, it doesn't even have to be about money. The first conversation that you have with your spouse or your partner is just like, go talk about like, what are you dreaming about? What do you want in life? What are you striving for? What's your goals? And that will kind of, obviously money is involved in that too. So
And what I would say too is, when you guys are coming into a really important marriage, I'm sorry, relationship that potentially is going to turn into marriage, make sure you guys are patient with yourself around money. And because, me and Melissa, we brought in some baggage financially and other things, emotionally, spiritually, into the marriage. So make sure you're patient with each other, because you have to be. If you cannot be successful financially, any other facets of your lives, unless you are patient with each other, for sure. And just there's an understanding that, when you guys go into a situation where, you guys are both, full of debt or what have you, just make sure you celebrate each other, because, and understand that when you have a plan to even, get out of debt or what have you, you have to really work together. I said earlier about being interdependent. My wife, you said it perfectly. You have to dream together. You have to be able to mutually agree to meet a goal, because, we've heard and met with some people in our business, Fit and Funds, that try to do it separately. That, unfortunately, that's a low probability rate that of succeeding, because, you're in the same household. You may have kids. It's like, if you're in the same household and you actually are, having kids together, why not, merge your funds together and actually talk about it in a more, more consistent way, to allow you to finally have that GPS system that's pointing in your direction of, attaining a goal, and that's financial freedom or what have you. So.
That's great. And I'm glad that you kind of mentioned that, because it kind of remind me of something. Like, you guys both different backgrounds, if I'm not mistaken. You was raised in a single family, Murphy, and Melissa, you was raised in a family that has both parents. And just knowing statistics, single family, like in terms of finance, don't do so well, just because two incomes better than one. And I want you guys to talk a little bit, like, how would you like how did you guys go about like having that conversation? Like, just understanding that you guys come from two different backgrounds, like, how did you guys go about having that conversation? Like, this is what I'm understanding, this is what I'm used to, this is like, you talk about trauma, how are you guys able to talk about those different traumas and understand you guys on the same team?
That's a really good question, Dame. I think the funny thing, I don't think we've ever, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think we've ever talked about, okay, well, I grew up this way and this is how I did money. I think it almost by default was almost by, us believing each other initially and kind of letting us know, we aired our laundry out before. I think when we were engaged, I think we just aired our laundry out about the debt and things about the credit cards and stuff. Because it's funny, because she was, I think she changed now, but I think she was a spender and I was a saver. And I approached her and just let her know all my debt. And I think it wasn't necessarily me saying, this is the way that I was raised. It was more so like, this is what I have. I have this X amount of credit cards. And then she opened up to me, and then we literally just kind of, it was almost like a clean slate. We put all our laundry out, and then we said, okay, what are we going to do with it now? So
yeah, and our debt was, so you know, I brought in over six figures of student loan debt, and you know, we never looked at that as like Mel's debt or Murph's debt. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like we work together as a team. But also kind of going back to like the childhood and some of the trauma that we've been through, I think through therapy and like working through that and healing through that, it kind of came out naturally, you know? Mm-hmm. But again, just like retraining and relearning and like, what do we want for our marriage and our family and our son? And what do we want his belief to be around money and how to view money? And so I think naturally,
yeah,
we've had many conversations about past family baggage and trauma, but.
I like it. Naturally, it kind of by osmosis, we got to a point of understanding the different behaviors around how we spend or how we looked upon money. So
I guess my question, would you guys recommend people, you know, when they courting each other, getting to know each other, to seek counsel or therapy, you know, about the different trauma that they may have in regard to money? Because oftentimes people don't like to talk about what they bring into debt. You know, as parents might come with six figure debt, it's like, okay, well, like, I don't know, I don't know if you guys can add anything to that. Like, so people
see You said it perfectly. I think money conversation is very taboo for sure, right? Especially if you're at a dinner, just taking a girl out, and then you're having a good time. Oh, by the way, how much debt do you have? How are you recruiting? It's like, can you imagine that conversation? That never really happened with us, but I think, but for me to, I'm just going to sit here and say, if you see and love someone that you've been in a relationship for 3 to 12 months, and you said this thing can really actually transpire to something that's significant marriage, you have to have a conversation. If that's just at home, you know, turning the TV off and literally looking at each other and say, let's talk about finances and just have a conversation. And you said something about, you know, I think you said counseling or therapy. I highly recommend that. And this therapy is necessary just for sick-minded people. It's for people who want to get better. It's for people who want to be redeemed. It's for people who actually want to strive. Because counseling, I thought, was always for people who were sick mentally. But no. It was people who actually had trauma and want to overcome those things and actually become a better person. So I would highly recommend therapy and talking about your financial behaviors and debt before committing to someone saying, I do.
Yeah, the sooner the better. I mean, looking back, I kind of wish we didn't wait until year 4 of our marriage to have that rock bottom moment. I mean, we probably accumulated more debt in those first 4 years of our marriage, but you know, it is what it is. You can't change it, can't control it now, but I think the sooner the better, the sooner that you can work through that and heal and recognize and start changing your behavior and mindset around it, the better. So
what's up, family? If you enjoyed this clip, click the link down below to check out the full episode of this interview. And remain blessed.